T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Police in Jupiter, Florida have charged Patriots owner Robert Kraft with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor. Police Chief Daniel Kerr says the 77-year-old Kraft was one of 25 Johns at that spa.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
The charges stem from a larger human trafficking investigation.
On our newsline, WBZ reporter Doug Cope in Boston. Doug, I would imagine with Mr. Kraft being the owner of the Patriots, this is really a bombshell in Boston.
Well, it is a bombshell. Very, very surprising. We did send some reporters down to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. That, of course, is where the Patriots play their home games. A lot of the fans said they were really in disbelief about the charges. Some gave him the benefit of the doubt. Others just shocked at this. As you might expect, Robert Kraft is very, very well known in the greater Boston area. He's done a lot of philanthropic efforts here. I just saw him around Christmas time at one of the homeless shelters. And, of course, we just saw Robert Kraft go through the streets of Boston about 2.5 weeks ago in a rolling rally in a duck boat, hoisting the latest Lombardi trophy high over his head after the Super Bowl victory of just earlier this month.
Doug, what's the reaction from Robert Kraft or the Patriots?
Well, there was a brief statement from a Kraft spokesman categorically denying that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. And they said, because it's a judicial matter, we'll not be commenting any further. Now, Governor Charlie Baker here in Massachusetts also asked about it at the State House this afternoon. He said the allegations are deeply disturbing. And by the way, President Trump, asked by reporters at the White House today, and he said he was very surprised to see it. Of course, Mr. Trump and Mr. Kraft have been, well, I guess, friends for a number of years.
As fans in the Boston area weigh in on this, are you seeing a rush to judgment, or are people saying, oh, let's slow down and let this play out?
Well, I think you're seeing a little bit of both. You know, mostly, again, it was just shock and disbelief. This is a guy who is you see him all the time. In the greater Boston area at a number of functions, a number of charitable functions especially. Now, there's also the aspect, if this does prove true, the NFL could also discipline Mr. Kraft under the NFL's personal conduct policy. NFL did issue a statement today saying they are aware of the ongoing law enforcement matter, and they'll continue to monitor developments. So not much from them, but yeah, generally folks are very, very surprised at this, and we're waiting to see how this case plays out.
So give us a little bit about Robert Kraft's personal life. We know of all the successes on the football field and with the team. He lost his wife a few years ago. What's life been like for him since losing his wife?
Yeah, his wife, of course, was very special to him. He mentions her often at a lot of these public functions that he's at. Again, I just saw him a few weeks ago. He was helping out at a homeless shelter in downtown Boston. He is often seen at various dinners in the area. The Patriots have a foundation themselves that they give money to a number of organizations. Very, very active in this area. And it is something that Mr. Kraft has said that he likes to do. He likes being a philanthropist. He likes helping out. I mean, the Patriots, as everyone knows, have been very successful over the years. He's owned the Patriots for 25 years now. And, of course, they won their 6th Super Bowl. And he is someone who has always given back to the community. And, again, because of that, it's so very surprising to hear these allegations.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Doug Cope, reporter with WBZ in Boston, joining us as Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with solicitation of prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. It's a case involving human trafficking, although Mr. Kraft is not alleged to have participated in the human trafficking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.